right. So I'm Mike Boda. I'm a writer. So I write as my day job. I do lots of writing contracts around whangarei, write advertising and columns and journalism. I do fiction. So yeah, I go hard with the short stories and the novels. Bam, this one is not reality yet, this one is. I love writing about people who are in their 20s or have just come out of their 20s. So when you're that age, maybe you're just getting a family started, money is very tight, you party a lot, so you have lots and lots of adventures and interesting stories, you travel, you do really interesting things with your life when you're in your 20s and 30s. So I try and get that in there. With Moneylander, like young adult is a great market, you know, behind us in the library. Heaps of great, really imaginative and really well selling books. And it's really noble, it's a really good thing to get young people into reading. So it's a novel in which, say 20 years from now, human beings do jobs, doing jobs is a shrinking thing. More and more things are automated. The AIs are kind of taking over. There's a certain degree of artificial intelligence. They experiment on humans, and the AIs want to find out what would happen if you put 12 humans in a controlled experiment where they had a dome placed over an ordinary suburb like Regent or Tiki or anywhere. And if you were forced to feed yourself for a year from your backyards. So that's what Moneyland explores. And yeah, just like Lord of the Flies sort of thing, it doesn't take long at all until all the 17-year-olds under the dome start turning on each other. They go from a united group into all these factions. Yeah, gets pretty brutal. It's hard out there for a writer, but we've seen some really great examples in New Zealand of people who have taken control of publishing, cut out the middleman, cut out the all the people stopping you from getting your words to the audience. Because just because a mainstream publisher doesn't pick up a book doesn't mean the book's no good. So Moneyland has had a good manuscript assessment. It's nice and polished. I've worked on the plot, you know, got it really tight, really tall, really suspenseful. And I really think there's a good audience out there for it. So what I'm gonna do is, get it printed myself with minimal cost, put a beautiful cover on it, get it printed for hopefully less than 10 bucks a book, get it into the hands of people that really want it, especially people at home, especially whangarei, secondary students, anyone in Northland, yeah.